Now, two people who are very familiar with the Guillemine in Tramore are our next guest, Colm Williamson from Waterford Whispers News. Good afternoon, Colm.
Oh, yeah.
And Toucan, who's originally from Tramore, who's going to sing us a song. So that's a very special place, isn't it, the Guillemine?
Oh, it is.
Yes.
Oh, it's always busy. Like, I'd walk every morning around 7, 8 o'clock. It's packed. It's just people swimming there.
Yeah.
No matter what the weather. They're just mad.
And you have your Tramore T-shirt on.
Tramore T-shirt, yeah.
Yeah. So that's people will know Waterford Whispers News for satirical news, a satirical take on the current affairs. But you also have a good line of T-shirts.
We do, yeah. We have a nice shop. We decided to try and make money, so launched a shop last year and it's flying.
Yeah.
It's doing really well.
I was going through it. Some of my favourites there are the music one. So music, so you have a glum face.
Yep.
And then plus music equals happy face.
Happy face, yeah. Nice and simple. Yeah.
You brought in two for me, so you've well boy.
Well boy.
Yeah, you see, I can't do that.
Well boy. That's what that is, new well boy.
Yeah. I've spoken to people over the years who are good at doing accents and they find the Waterford accent particularly difficult to do.
Oh, yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know, actually.
Yeah.
I suppose it's I'm living here so long. I've been here since 1999, yeah. And I'm a blowing.
A person who incorrectly thinks living in an area for 50 plus years makes them a local.
Yeah,
that's on a T-shirt, yeah. So they're flying out.
Oh, they're flying, yeah. So it's myself and my son out there, Lucas, he prints them.
Lucas, yeah.
And mugs and hoodies as well. Right. Yeah, yeah.
Remind people, Colm, about the genesis of Waterford Whispers News. How old are you?
How old am I?
No, the Waterford Whispers News. you can tell me what age you are.
Oh,
well,
I'm 46.
Like. Right.
So it started in 2009. It came from, I suppose, when Facebook started up and it was really popular. And then the recession hit and everyone was out of work. I was out of work and just boredom, you know, started writing online, started writing kind of localized satirical stories. And then I started branching out into the kind of national stuff and the international stuff. And when I started doing that, it just took off. You
know? And people often mistook your work for the truth.
All the time. It's even now with TikTok and stuff, it's like the days of old Facebook where people are just falling for anything. You know, I mean, the most ridiculous of headlines.
Did you say that somebody had landed on the sun?
Yeah, that North Korea sent the first ever man to the sun and landed on the sun. Yeah, and that was the first one that got, I suppose, taken up for real because of all the propaganda that North Korea was pushing out, and it was obviously, you know, BS and stuff. You know, yeah. So that went viral, and we got attacked then by North Korea. We had a DDNS attack.
What's a DDNS?
So they just ping a load of IP addresses at your server and they shut us down for a week.
Did they?
Yeah.
Was that scary?
It kind of was at the time, yeah. You were kind of going, Jesus, what else can they do?
Yeah, they know where we are. They know who we are.
Yeah, well, the IP address is, you know, it's the website, so they just said,
I know,
you
know, but they could. I'd imagine they have the intelligence to find out.
Oh, I'd say so.
And the fact that Waterford is in the title of your that might be a help.
They didn't catch me anyway. Yes,
right. So I was on looking, and it's still fresh, it's still brilliant.
Thank you.
I loved over the weekend because Leinster won the URC final.
Yeah.
And there's a story about the Leinster fan who would have went to the game in Croke Park if he knew they were going to win.
Yeah, that was Carl, brilliant stuff. Yeah, Carl does a lot of the sports and the political stuff as well. I wouldn't be a big sports head, you know, I wouldn't follow the football or the rugby,
that's Carl's stuff. The local Chinese who were raided, sort of an early morning raid, because what they were selling
multi pack cans separately,
right?
You know, and you're not meant to do that, you know. So, they raided the place and busted a jumbo dragon spice. And there's still cans out there if anyone knows of any cans, text the word rash to 53702.
I was looking at that report, it's up on Facebook. So well done.
Thank you.
The production values are...
We do it all in-house, so I do all the videos and the production in-house. So we have green screen, we have a little studio. So tipping away.
It's going to become easier for people to do that now, as in generate video, because there's no text to video
AI.
Available.
Yeah.
And are you using that in any... It seems that it's perfectly made for you.
I'm experimenting with it. And I'm just waiting it till it gets to the stage where no one notices because people just kind of go, "Oh, you're butting up AI. Why didn't you apply a whole team of, you know, people to create this?" Yes. And I'm like, "There's only me and Carol. You know, there's only two of us." So, I suppose
the argument there is, Colm, because it's worth having a brief chat about it. Is that you would never have been able to afford a full team.
No.
And if you can embellish your work in some way, I suppose, I don't know. I don't know how it's going to pan out.
Yeah, well, I mean, if the T-shirts, you know, really take off,
But no, the books are brilliant as well. So how many books have you done?
We've just finished up 12. Book 12, that will be out either late October or early November.
Right.
It's a Christmas book. It's a stocking filler. So we sell that every year and that flies out.
And what about people that you target, for want of a better word? It's softer than target, but you know, people that you ridicule.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's plenty of them. Yeah. Loads.
And what about if you meet them? Or you don't?
I mean, it's
they don't walk out with the Guillemin any day.
I have met people, you know, and I think most people know what we do and they take it quite, you know, unless it's, you know, really bad.
Yeah.
But I haven't really met anyone that, you know, attacked me.
And then, you know, the people talk about, because we haven't spoken to you since Trump was re-elected.
Mm-hmm.
And people say that, you know, he is difficult to ridicule because it's so out there.
He's easier this time.
Is he? Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. And it's a lot more enjoyable. I think the first time we kind of caught everyone on the hop and we didn't know how to approach it. And because he was, his method is just put out a load of mad stuff so that the press will just get all jumbled up and, you know, whatever he's doing in the background then is, you know, they don't know. But
distraction.
It's and we kind of get what he's doing now, so we're a bit more ahead of the game.
Right.
Yeah.
He's great fodder though.
Oh, well,
not good for the world, but good for you.
Oh, brilliant for us. I mean, the traffic is twice what it was before he elected, you know.
What's your best-selling T-shirt?
Best-selling T-shirt is Catogue. And it's so all our T-shirts, most of our T-shirts are designed by Kieran Johan Brennan. He's an artist from New Ross. He's fantastic. He's actually doing our book cover this year as well. And he done this lovely design. You know, Catogue's the way they write.
Yes. Kind of, yeah, my brother Hugh is a Catogue. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it flies. And it's such a simple design, but it just looks great on a T-shirt. And
right.
Mug. Yeah.
That's an odd one, isn't it?
Yeah. The most simple ones sell. I don't know.
I suppose it's niche as well. And if you're going to buy a present for somebody in your life who's left-handed.
Yeah. Oh, it's perfect. Yeah.
Also, like Fatal Deviation.
Oh, you like that one? Yeah.
Because we did a screening of that back in the day. Who was the star of it? In the IFI.
Mikey from Boyzone was in it.
He was in that. He had a famous line, "You made me look bad and that's not good."
Yeah.
That was his line from it. That was a good line. It's a good line.
Brilliant,
Jimmy Bennett.
That's the star of it.
Jimmy Bennett was the star of it. Yeah. Fatal Deviation. And what was the other one? Flat Pack Dolman. I like that one as well.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. It's like three-piece Dolman. You know, if you ever get stuck.
Like IKEA. If IKEA did Dolmans.
Yeah, if IKEA did Dolmans. And if you're ever stuck and you didn't know how, this T-shirt will tell you how to build a Dolman.
Right. Yeah. So Waterford Whisperer News, book out, T-shirts available all the time. Mm-hmm.